2016 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Tyler Irvin, running back, San Jose State.
I shut it down. This guy, I saw him at the Senior Bowl. I'm telling you right now, go find Tyler Irvin's highlight tape somewhere, anywhere you can find it. This guy is
a football player.
Magnetic. This guy is dynamic with the ball in his hands. Oh, by the way, what did we say? This pick has to play on special team. His freshman year, he had 2 kick returns for a touchdown. And his next 3 years, he ran back punts for touchdowns. He was a kicker and punt returner. So bada bing, bada bang, guess what you just
did. Okay. Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, Mark Vandermeer. And boy, your partner, Johnny Harris.
He's excited.
He gets so fired up. We'll talk more about Tyler Irvin in just a minute. He, of course, was the 4th pick for the Texans. But after Will Fuller, a couple of other good picks by Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, of course, you got Nick Martin in the 2nd round. They jumped up a couple of spots to make sure they got their center, the guy they wanted. Now, pundits will tell you he could be a 10-year starter in this league. We'll find out. But he projects to do well at a position of, I'll say it even if Rick Smith won't, need. They did sign Tony Bergstrom at center in the offseason. They have Greg Mantz on the roster as well. But I think they wanted somebody who projected to be very good at that position, and that is Nick Martin, captain of the Notre Dame football team, one of them. And then in the 3rd round, I thought it was a bit of a shocker. Braxton Miller comes to the Houston Texans. Now, he's already a superstar at the college football level, former Ohio State quarterback, a guy who played really well at receiver for them, made numerous highlight reel-type plays. He's got a bazillion followers on Twitter. I think he's going to add an electric element, Patty. Versatility. He can play receiver. He can play return man for you. Do a lot of different things.
And then, of course, Tyler Irvin, the man that John was so excited. This whole draft was all about speed, and here's some more speed in the backfield.
You know, I felt like I did this draft, Patty. You know, like I just barricaded everybody out of that room and said, speed and more speed. I'm just joking around. They wanted it. Clearly, they got it. You know, they get a good night's sleep on Friday night of the draft. Saturday morning, they wake up, and in the 4th round, boom. Let's go get more speed with Tyler Irvin, who runs a sub-4.4 return man, running back. Again, he can help you in a variety of ways. That's what they're looking for.
And then, of course, safety and nose tackle.
Yeah, well, look, you had to go defense at some point, right? I guess you had to satisfy
this
Romeo.
This isn't
for
the part
now.
That you jumped in.
No, I wasn't going crazy here. But, you know, K.J. Dillon projects to be a good safety from West Virginia, hard hitter, good guy. They go for character, Patty, but they also go for guys who have leadership experience. 4 of the 6 players they drafted are captains. You look at that kind of thing. A lot of them have overcome adversity. Then DJ Reader from Clemson. I really like him. Nose tackle, about 330 pounds. Former baseball player. His father died last season. Had to spend some time away from the team. But look, he's a good football player. This is a great value pick at 5 at a position where they could use some more help.
Yeah, absolutely. But all eyes, of course, were on the 1st round pick, Will Fuller. And Mark had a chance to sit down with him.
Will, you started playing football when you were 7 years old. When did you start dreaming about playing in the National Football League?
For as long as I can remember playing football, you know, that's, every time a teacher asked me or, you know, someone I looked up to asked me, I always said, you know, I want to be a football player when I grow up. So, for as long as I can think of.
You made some huge plays at Notre Dame. You beat Temple in your hometown. You had that big play against Virginia to win a game. What's that like for you when the ball's in the air, the game is on the line? What's going through your mind?
It's crazy. You know, I talked about this all year because, you know, when those moments happen, you know, the media is all over it. But, you know, you really don't think at all. You know, the ball is in the air. You know, it's silent. You know, you can't hear anything. And, you know, it just feels surreal. You know, it's crazy. It's happening to me. But, you know, I'm happy.
Do you think playing at Notre Dame is going to give you a little bit of an edge coming into the NFL, knowing that it's such a big-time program, a lot of eyes on Notre Dame no matter what you do? You had that Showtime television series following you around all season. How's that going to help you in the NFL?
Yeah, as far as the media stuff, I got, you know, a lot of practice, you know, with all types of media stuff and, you know, what to say, what not to say. So that Notre Dame helped me big time in that category. As far as, you know, just, you know, life things that you need, time management, you know, Notre Dame is big on all those things too, so that helped me. And on the football field too, we run some NFL concepts, so, you know, I've heard that around here today, so, you know, it's good for me.
Every level of football is different. When you got into high school, when you got into college, now you get into the NFL, what are you anticipating to be a more difficult part of the adjustment or some of the challenges of adjusting to the NFL?
Definitely the mental. Because you see, you know, I ran a fast 40, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, you got guys who ran, you know, horrible 40s who are some of the best players in the league. You know, I feel like it's all mental and studying your opponent and knowing everything about them.
What has the process been like for you from after your college season until now, until draft night? Because you got all this working out to do and more running to prove how fast you are. How has all that been for you?
It's been a very long process. You know, the combine prep was crazy. You know, I was out in Phoenix and it was good weather. That was good. But it's been like a hurry up and wait process. You know, you hurry up to something and then you wait. And you hurry up and you wait. So I'm glad, you know, I'm here in Texas and, I'm looking forward to playing.
Do you feel like that part of the process is not like football? Bill O'Brien says it's almost like training for the Olympics or something instead of actually playing football.
Yeah, it's definitely not football. You know, what we did the combine was for like about, 50 minutes. You know, that wasn't even that long. It's more of like track practice out there, you know, running a 40 and getting your technique and stuff right.
Take me back to Philadelphia. Jalen Strong, you've already greeted him, said hello. You guys are going to be working out a lot together now, obviously. But what was the history like between you two in that city?
Actually, I met Jay my freshman year in high school when I decided to go to Catholic school. He was at West Catholic, and I went to Roman Catholic. So we played each other the first game each year. So I got the best of him twice, and then we eventually went to college, and I beat him once, he beat me once. So I'm winning the record, but now we're playing together, so it doesn't even matter.
Bill O'Brien told the story of you coming up to the Penn State football camp and running a really fast 40 right out of the car and all that. What do you remember about that camp, going to Penn State that time?
Oh, man, I remember not being, I wasn't highly recruited. I didn't have too many offers. Penn State, that was my first big offer to say. But, I was out there working hard. You know, they had some top recruits out there, and I was doing real well against them. So, I liked my chances to get that scholarship offer, and I did, and it meant a lot to me.
What were you thinking when you were drafted about Bill O'Brien? Like, uh-oh, that's the guy who I left the commitment to go to Notre Dame, but obviously he wants you because he drafted you.
It was a funny story because I met with the Texans at the combine, and I knew he was the head coach. So when I walked in, it was like a funny, awkward feeling, but I know he got over it, so it was cool talking to him, seeing him again.
Does it make you feel a little bit extra special that the Texans moved up that one slot to make sure they got their guy, that they got you, because there was a little bit of thinking that somebody else might try to do that?
Yeah, that meant a lot to me. That means they really like me and they really want me in their organization, and that drives me to work harder, every day, day in and day out. I still can't explain that feel when that phone started ringing.
Well, Patty, Drew Doherty caught up with Brian Kelly the night of the draft, and Kelly said he's not just a burner. He can run a lot of different routes. He's a real playmaker in a lot of different ways. He's going to really help the Texans.
Well, we will catch up with the man who orchestrated it all, Rick Smith, after this timeout, so stay with us.